Hi guys, and a very good morning. Welcome to another episode, and I'm very, very excited to be recording again after a while. I really want to thank everyone that has stood by me, my old listeners, those that have been listening from the trailer for the first episode to all the episodes I've been recording. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm so grateful to have you in my midst. And I want to thank my new listeners also. Thank you. You are my VIP, and I'm doing this because of you. And I want to thank for everyone that has shared my link so far, everyone that has commented, that's encouraged me one way or the other to do this. I want to say thank you, guys. I love you all, and I'm very happy to be here again to share my thoughts, to share my opinions, to share my ideas. And as we're going to do this together, as we're going to learn together, I want to say thank you, guys. Thank you for staying with me. Thank you for everything. And we are going to enjoy this few moments we have together. And this morning, we're going to be talking about something very important, and that is love versus emotion. Some of us must have misunderstood this, had this misconception about love and emotion. Some of us believe that love is an emotion. Some of us are still believing that love is an emotion. Whichever one you are in, we're going to know what it is. In the next few minutes, we're going to know if it's really right to think about love as an emotion, or it's a misconception. So first of all, the thing is that I'm going to be making some references back to my first episode, especially where I had to talk about love, what is love, and all that. I'm not going to repeat some things in it, but I'm not going to repeat everything. I'm just going to make references to some points that I made in the first episode, and really going to make a differentiation from what I said with emotions. First, I want to explain what emotions is before I go over to love. Emotions are not just, scientifically speaking, emotions are transferred like hormones, neurotransmitters, and they really, really come up. Like, we have different emotions like anger, sadness, rage, excitement, all those things, they can actually be called emotions. And love, some people think that love is actually an emotion. Okay, first of all, what is love? Love is far beyond emotions, because love has several definitions that makes it not to be an emotion at all. So I would like to say first that love is steadfast. If you remember in my first episode, I actually said that love is constant. It never changes. And that's true. Love is steadfast. It's stable. It's not shaken. Love doesn't change because of the situation or the environment. Love continues. It travails. It prevails odd situations. It also prevails odd circumstances. It also stays in very exciting moments. So it's not considered based on the environment. It's not actually equated based on what your environment is saying. Let's say that at this moment you're feeling happy about this person, this particular guy or this particular lady, and you feel that, okay, we're in love. It's beyond that. It is really beyond that. And then when things get bad, you start feeling away. I love to say that emotions can be very fleeting. That's the truth, because just like you get angry or get sad, once in a while it fades away. You understand? Emotions fade away. That is what makes it different from love. Love doesn't fade away. Love is constant. That means even when this person is who will term as the devil in human form, you are still having this part of love for this person, even when you're not together. That's another thing again with love. And another point is that love shouldn't be equated to the physical attractions, to the financial knowledge, intelligence, common interests, longingness, yearning, hobby, passions that you share together. No. Love shouldn't come from this. Love is beyond this. Love is when those things are not even there again. You know, this is why we have high rates of divorce, breakups, and all that. Because when some people come into a relationship, and because they stamped their love with this, they actually made and created their love with this thing that I mentioned earlier on, and they actually not seeing it again. They actually feel like this is the worst thing I've ever done. This is the worst thing that I've ever said. Like, we don't love each other again, you know? The love has faded away. The love is now cold. That's really, no. You're actually placing it on your emotions. That emotion of those good moments have actually faded away. Remember that I said that love fades away. Sorry, emotions fade away while love is steadfast. So, emotions will make you believe in the attractions, believe in this, that. But when it is no longer there, what keeps it going? What keeps your relationship going? What keeps your marriage going? It's love. Yes, it's love. And love beyond these things. Love beyond these things. I know people talk about knowledge. It's true. It's true that knowledge actually comes in to keeping a relationship going, you get. So, but I really want to say that love is not just the good. Love is also the bad. Love actually encompasses the knowledge we should talk about. So, you are loving when it's not right. That's the truth. And love is beyond this. Another thing again is that you can love and be angry, you can love and be sad, you can love and be afraid, you can love and be frightened. You cannot be in the mood. You cannot love emotionally and be like this. Emotions, no. Emotion will tell you that love is love. Emotion will tell you that love shouldn't be anger. Emotion will tell you that it has all that kind of other types. Emotion will tell you that in emotion there is sadness, there is anger, there is rage, you know, all these things. That is what emotion will define itself as. But love is beyond. That means that when your partner gets you angry, babe, keep going, because it's normal. It's normal for a human being to actually annoy you. It's a very, very normal thing for a human being to actually annoy you. So if you are going to stop your relationship just because of one or two arguments or one or two disappointments, that means that it's really, 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 really not love that took you into it at first place. So love is beyond that. And I love to say that love continues. That means that even if you're in a relationship with this person, that you're still going to be loving this person even when the both of you are not together. That means that it's beyond the chemistry. See, it's not that you are going to be erotically engaged with this person, you're going to fall in love with this person erotically. Pushing that aside, you're going to love this person just because it's a commandment, yes, and it's something that isn't it? So that's why you hear people say love is hard to die, as in it never dies. That's the truth. And for people that are actually in a relationship, the thing is that love will always remain. So you're just going on. Just going on. The disappointments, the hard times, you're pushing on. There are other things that also keep a relationship, which understanding is one of them, but love as an emotion is bigger than that. Love is not an emotion. Love is bigger than an emotion. Love is bigger than when it is not good, you get. Love is far deeper than it. And love is not dependent on what you get from your partner in a relationship. That is it. So it doesn't play games. It is not when you are getting things from someone, or when, let's say, let me give an example. So when someone is, when a guy is paying a lady's school fees, because this man has been paying my school fees from first year down to my final year, and I'm now going to be a medical student, I'm in love with him. No, that is not what love is. Love is beyond what you get from it. That means that even if you're getting something very tangible from this person or not, that means you actually are in love with this person. That means that it is. I don't mean that you shouldn't be doing things to show your act of love. Yes, giving is an act of love. So if you really, really love someone, that means you have to give the person your time, your attention. That's true. But love is not just dependent on this. Love is beyond what you get from emotions, from your partner in a relationship. And love is for better or for worse. Yes, I know people believe that. Some people say that love is not for better or for worse. Love is for better or for best. It's true. I also believe that also. But love, when I say that love is for better or for worse, it's that when in the worst states, like I've been saying before, when it's in the worst states, you are actually going to push on. You're not going to stop because things are not going the way you thought it would be. You're not going to get, you're not going to just abandon this thing, and because things are not really going the way you thought it's going to be. So love is beyond emotions. Love is really, really beyond emotions. Don't compare your love with someone based on what you feel about the person, about that chemistry. No. Love is asking questions. Love is a choice. It's a commitment. That means that if you've decided to love this person, if you've decided to be with this person, you're going to make several decisions. Several decisions to be with this person. You're going to go ask several questions. Is this who I want? Is this what I want? And that is it. You're going to make a commitment that, okay, whether it's going fine or not, we are in this together. I have a friend of my friend, when let's tell me we're in this together. That is what love is. So love is we're in this together. When it's not looking like you just have, I'm in this together, it's just pushing on, and before you know it, it comes better. That is when the statement for better for best comes in. Because if it's for better for best, I believe that you're putting in enough work. I believe that you're putting in enough sacrifice to make sure that your relationship is also good. And love versus emotions. Now, what if the person doesn't want to be in a relationship with you? Are you going to stop loving this person because the person refused to be in a relationship with you? That doesn't make any sense. Think about it. So you see that it really doesn't make any sense when you want to stop a relationship. So when you want to stop loving this person because the person doesn't want to be in a relationship with you. So what if love aside relationship? What if love aside your family? Love encompasses both the relationship. Love is also for friendship, for relatives, and all that. So you see that love is really beyond a relationship. That is really beyond the context of a relationship. So it's really not something so long to dwell on. It's just that we need to reconsider our thinkings about this love as a relation, as love as an emotion. Love is not an emotion, it's beyond emotion, it's far deeper than emotions. And it's just something you're putting in forever, and that's it. So don't be deceived by your lustful feelings towards someone. I know people say love and lust. People are really confusing love and lust. It's true. People are really, really confusing love and lust. And this is when they come up with this love is an emotion thing. Love is beyond an emotion. Are you really in love? Are you blindly lust? Love is not a feeling alone. It's far deeper than that. It stands in hard times and it also stands in good moments. So I want to say thank you for listening to the podcast so far. We've spent just a few minutes talking about this topic this morning, and I hope we've learned a lot. I hope we have corrected our mindset about this love as an emotion thing. And I want to say thank you guys for listening so far. And stay tuned for another episode. And don't forget to subscribe, please. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to make comments also. I'll also be opening the voice messages where I will be letting people make the comments. I will read it. And stay tuned for better, interesting episodes. Honestly, I really, really love to be doing this every time and every day. And don't forget that my podcast is going to be available on other platforms besides Anchor. And it's going to be available very soon on all other listening platforms. And thank you guys for staying with me throughout this few minutes. I love you guys. And I really, really want to see you next week as you will listen to this together again. See ya.